You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the Cleveland Browns Daily edition of the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon here. And don't forget, go to clevelandbrowns.com to bid on all these unbelievable auction items. I put a bid in, and I know many of you have as well, because we are now over $51,000 raised. We want to get to $55,000 by the time we get off the air. Walking by right now, Sashi Brown. Sashi, come in here. No, Sashi won't come in here. I think there should be a Sashi item.
There should be a Sashi
golf
price.
With Sashi Brown. Sashi Brown will tell you he's not a good golfer, but Renee and Vic, I will tell you Sashi Brown is a good golfer. Easily a 14 handicap. Very strong game. Yes, very strong game, Sashi Brown.
So, all right. Well, he likes to lay in the weeds and you know, and then take your money.
There are two kinds of golfers out there. There are those who say they are significantly better than they are to feed their ego, and then there are those who say they are worse than they are to line their pocketbooks.
I always believe undersell, over-deliver.
Undersell, over-deliver. And right now, speaking of being undersold on an experience that will over-deliver, I hate to harp on it, but you basically have three opportunities to spend time with three of the most important people in this Browns organization, all checking in at under $1,000. And the first one is Chalk Talk with Cleveland Browns head coach Mike Pettine at $650. The other, dinner and drinks with Browns president Alex Shiner, a very smart guy, very witty man as well. He'll also give you some very good stories about his time and travels around the National Football League, as well as his time in Latin America.
I was going to say that in basketball, but can you imagine him talking about all those Jerry Jones stories that he has?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if you can get out a veritable cornucopia, if you will, of stories of Uncle Jerome. No doubt about it. Now, I will say this. I want to applaud everybody out there. Some people are getting it. Lunch and film session with Ray Farmer has gone up to $1,550, $1,000 since we've been on the air. And it's worth 100 times.
Now we're talking. It sounds like you've got the beginning of it. It's got a little traction. But it's still far too low for what that experience will be, something you'll talk about for the longest time. You will be the absolute coolest, most insightful fan among your group. Anybody you talk with, you know what I did last week? Well, I had lunch with Ray Farmer, and then, we watched some tape together. A lot of it went over the grading system of the Browns, kind of got some really insight and details about how this guy looks and how this guy looks. You're just going to sound so much more, you're going to sound smarter as a fan.
I have a bunch of friends. I'm texting one right now. Like, you need to bid on this and win it. This is all he talks about. He fancies himself as an amateur scout. And
No one will have this prize. I can assure you that if you get this prize, you can have a large group of friends who will say they've never done anything like that. So I think this is a great one.
I think it is more than great, and certainly the way to get it, go to clevelandbrowns.com right now. Some other fun ones I think out there, Andrew Hawkins will record your voicemail message, so when somebody calls you, they'll be speaking with Hawk or Paul Kruger. You can go to a movie with Jordan Cameron and Gary Barnes, the two tight ends. I'd have to say Jordan Cameron might have a future in movies after I saw him on The League on FXXX last week. I thought he did a very good job. Might have a future in acting, Vic.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, he's a natural in pretty much everything he does. I'd love to see, though, this guy just be what I hope he'll be for the Browns this year. And we saw the beginnings of it, obviously, in Sunday's game, making big plays. And now we'll see if he can deliver. By the way, look up at the window, Nathan. Stop tweeting and look up at the window. No, this way.
There he is, the
Alex
president.
Shiner,
have dinner with him for $550 right now,
Do you
folks?
Know what the president... And you got Brent with him
Brent
over
Stelick
here. Brent
Stelick right there, marketing it. I love it. Yep. I love it. And Alec will actually be making his radio debut as a host, as a part of this Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon tonight with Craig Karmazin.
Yes.
At 7 p.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Also, in a little bit, we'll have Renee Harvey join us. Of course, she heads up the foundation for the Browns. She's an integral part of putting all of this together, working with Dee Haslam. And we're going to get some really good information from Renee and through the years that we've worked together. I know the effort that goes into this, and to get this radiothon
it's
immense. And then to get this radiothon off the ground and rolling, and for us to be sitting here more than $50,000 already, and we really haven't been on the air that long since this all began this morning with a really big show, and we're carrying it through, and it's going to carry through the rest of the day. This radiothon, which is phenomenal. But I will say that as far as Cleveland is concerned, the hearts are huge, right? I mean, the hearts just, it doesn't get much bigger than what we have here. And Nathan, of course, has picked up the orange marker, and he's trying to when Jen was doing that, it was much neater. You're doing it, and you're spilling into how? What kind of a were you a guy who went off the lines when you did that
you
in the coloring book?
Lines. I did a little.
You didn't stay in the lines very well in that. I'm just telling you. You were the kid in school that didn't stay in the lines. That's. I know, but I mean, come on, it's got to be neat. I like neatness. All right, that's a slightly. But she was using a ruler. Jen was using a ruler. Anyway, all right, you tried. But it does make the point. You wanted it. We wanted it to reflect more than 50 grand, and it does. 50,000 plus.
For a 51,572 after the 1,000 from Universal Windows Direct. So we got 3,500 to go by the end of the show to get to 55,000. Yeah. That's where we all want to be. You could go fishing with Joe Thomas. That's what he was doing when he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns.
In a boat in a lake in Wisconsin.
And you can do that. That can happen in your life. You can go to the Super Bowl. You can go to the NFL draft. You can get an unbelievable Browns versus Steelers pregame experience right now. That's only $625. Are you a NASCAR fan? How about get a Daytona 500 experience? Go down there. Tickets to the big race down there. That's only $3,000 right now. Chalk Talk with Cleveland Browns head coach Mike Penn. $6,500. $650. It's probably worth $6,500.
Yeah.
He's a personable guy. What's going on out there in the dog pound?
First of all, it would be fun just to hang with the guy.
He's hilarious.
This is a guy who you got to understand the persona of Mike Pettine. And then when the day's over, he gets inside his Jeep. He drives a Jeep and the old school Jeep style Wrangler. And he's a Jeep guy. You know he's a Jeep guy. You know he's a tough guy. And you know that he will talk straight to you about football. You'll enjoy the time together. How many Rex Ryan stories is he going to be able to tell from all of those? If you got a sampling when you read the book Collision Low Crossers, you know what kind of an atmosphere that was, how incredible that was to be around him and around Rex and all those personalities in New York. He's got those stories to talk about. He's got stories just about a career that started with a guy who took a chance on himself to work as a film reviewer for and help in the video department of the Baltimore Ravens and now finds himself the head coach in the National Football League. You want stories, you want insights. Mike Pettine is your guy.
Mike Pettine is your guy. And another unbelievable opportunity that I just came across, Vic, that no longer you won't need this opportunity, unfortunately. It makes me sad to say. But that is you have an opportunity to travel on the Cleveland Browns team charter with the president, Alex Shiner, to the Browns versus Bills game on November the 30th, 2014.
Come see me.
A one-night hotel stay in the team hotel, two game tickets, the opportunity to fly with Alex Shiner, and the opportunity to see Notorious V.I.C. once again when we're all sitting here. We're crying in Cleveland. There's no Vic, and then you'll get on the team plane, and all of a sudden, boom, Vic.
I'll throw this bonus in on that. I'll personally make sure that person, if whoever wins that bid to fly in the charter with Alex Shiner and come to Buffalo, I will make sure that person gets 100 wings on me. Chicken wings, buffalo wings from the best place.
100 wings.
100. I'm going to throw that. That's my side. That's my side deal, and I will make sure that those people have that. So 100 chicken wings from the best.
Courtesy of Notorious.
Anchor Bar, Duff's. I mean, those are some of the top places that serve them. Duff's is near the team hotel, so if that person is staying at the team hotel, I'll get
them
from Duff's. And you're also near my home in the Buffalo area as well. So
there it is.
It's going to happen. We'll do it at Duff's, and I'll personally deliver those wings to the hotel.
So go to clevelandbrowns.com right now. This is one of those opportunities that you just really can't get. To fly on the team plane, stay in the team hotel, go to the game, and now have 100 wings with Notorious V.I.C. as he makes his triumphant return to Buffalo. He'll be there in advance of all of us. So these are all the things you can do right now. Again, the bidding is at clevelandbrowns.com. Or don't forget, you can just go to clevelandbrowns.com and click donate now. Any amount helps. Every dollar helps for the youth. Really, of this region.
The Utes.
That's what the Cleveland Browns Foundation is all about. And they've forged several collaborative partnerships to make sure we're taking a holistic, measurable approach to enhancing childhood development and the quality of education. It's a great cause, and you get great experiences. I mean, I think what you should do is go fishing with Joe Thomas. Take the fish that you catch and come back and then eat it with Alex Mack in the offensive line. You can get two items and really tie them together for one whole experience.
Although, their eating experience, I'm sure there is some fish in the diet.
I'm thinking there's a lot of meat there, too.
Who do you think, calorie stuff?
If you were going to guess on the offensive line, who eats the most food?
I would say it's mainly Kitchen because the defensive line. Excuse me. On the offensive line, who eats the most food? Oh, it's got to be Mitchell Schwartz.
You think Mitchell Schwartz? I'm going to go with Joel Bitonio. There's something about Joel Bitonio that says he could sit down in front of the old 96er and have no problem with it.
But Mitchell just seems, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably, I'll bet it's down to those two.
Greco's no slouch himself.
Greco can chow. Joe Thomas certainly can knock down a few meals as well, but I just don't think he's as aggressive an eater as these other
he's
two.
He's a fisherman. He's a fisherman. Little more contemplative.
He believes in the whole thing that if you, but the biggest eater on the team's got to be Kitchen, just flat out. Wouldn't you say? Ismaili's got to be right up there.
He's got to be up there.
His name's Kitchen.
But Phil Taylor's not a small man either.
No. But the thing about Joe, I think he's the whole thing about if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach him to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. I think he's big on that whole –
We've got
all of that.
We're getting deep here on the radiothon today. I'm going to say this, and I would be willing to throw this challenge down – to any of these offensive linemen, and maybe this should be or defensive linemen. I think pound for pound, I can eat as much as anybody on this team.
I happen to know, as slender as you are, as deceiving as this would be, you're a guy that does not, if I had to put on the John Gruden hat to talk about you, you're a guy who looks like he pushes the food away from the table. No, Nathan Zagura is a chow hound. Nathan Zagura attacks the buffet. Nathan Zagura has the custom-made suits and the slender fit this and that, but the man can eat and he can out-eat just about anybody who's triple his size, quadruple his size. The man can eat.
Let's go.
You should be bidding on this thing, Nathan, and join Joe Thomas and those other guys and really get after it because the sparks are going to be flying from the forks.
If I could, if I sparks. Win that one, and I think I'm going to bid on it. All you can eat with Alex Mack in the O-line, if I can take them down pound for pound, on a pound for pound basis, so they're going to have to basically eat three for every two that I eat, I think I should get some kind of a prize as well. And I think I'm going to do it, and I'm going to win it. We're going to turn it into an eating contest. Maybe we'll document it here on CBD or ClevelandBrowns.com. When we come back, we're going to talk with one of my favorite guys on this roster, guy you may not know a lot about yet, but you will soon enough. They call him Nelly. Robert Nelson, the young defensive back out of Arizona State, will be live in studio with us. And get to ClevelandBrowns.com. We've got $3,500 to go, folks. Unbelievable experiences out there. I like what you've done with the film and lunch with GM Ray Farmer. That's at $1,550. $650 to have a chalk talk with the coach of the Browns. Are you serious, bro? Let's go. Browns Foundation Radiothon rolls on.